1988.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Network in Minnesota. Not Minnesota today, it's Minnesota. Interesting. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is me, myself, and I, and who am I? Well, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, for those that did not know, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. True that. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, true that. The voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, true that. The patriots that the globalists despise, let me define patriotism for you, please, friends, really quick before we go on. Patriotism is defined out as, through Webster's 1828, as to uphold dying laws. That would be the laws of the Constitutional Republic, in which has been established through our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. Folks, welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, look for the change, folks, because it's slowly being implemented as we speak. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to see the uploads, actually, our assistant today is uploading on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Matter of fact, she just got married yesterday along with a guy named Chase, who is our assistant that's going to be in Washington, D.C. with us tonight and tomorrow and the next day. That's along with us right now. So in saying that, check out the uploads from the college that we did on the East Coast, a 17-state tour, which was last week. We spent more time on the road than I believe that we did actually ministering. So we went from North Carolina to South Carolina, and then we spoke at a college, university, and then we did some high school, and then I did another university in Virginia, at Liberty University, and I had the opportunity to speak to the law students over there, which was second to none. It's great to preach because, friends, the Bible says that the letter killeth, but the spirit bringeth life and giveth life. I always like bringing the life and fleshing out as to what the law says. It's a great place. It's good to see, and I'll tell you what, people get liberated that way and only that way by the Holy Ghost. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, friends, there is liberty. So if you'd like to check out those uploads, brand new pictures going up as we speak, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, reaching out to our posterity. And we're thankful for them because, again, friends, keep in mind, if we don't sow into that generation today, they're going to be there tomorrow to curse us. And if you look at Obamacare, friends, you can see that that is the fruit of cursing the older generation. We have death panels, so on and so forth. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes here. If you'd like to check my personal page out, there's two of them. One is Bradley Dean fan page, Bradley Dean double E. And I also have a personal page. Like them both, if you would. Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And or if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, you can do that as well. You can follow me on my Twitter account as well. That is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, as you know, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our love and our faith by our works, 1 John 3:18. And it's a work of faith and a labor of love, as Scripture rightly says. And to say that, friends, we are now on our way to Washington, D.C., and we're going to Reclaim America Now Coalition. I'm going to bring up some of the names in just a couple minutes here, but we're going to actually be on a plane in just about an hour and a half after the radio program here today. So, again, phone lines are inaccessible today, friends. Sorry about that. Phone lines are inaccessible. And this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. That's true. We are actually making a path. Friends, did you know that, you know, when it talks about path, path means the beaten and trodden way. So we're making paths. We're not so much as following, we're leading. And the way that we lead is we follow. Follow me as I follow Christ, as 1 Corinthians 11:1 declares. And so in saying that, folks, again, we are on our way over to the Reclaim America Now Coalition in Washington, D.C., head up by Mr. Larry Klayman, Judicial Watch. His slogan, from what I understand, now I got to kind of lay out a little premise here for you, but I understand his slogan is, Mr. President, come out with your hands up. That is just like Larry Klayman. This is the guy, he's an attack dog. He bites on and he does not let go. He's the guy that went after Bill Clinton back in the 90s, and the charges stuck, friends. So he's not one to be played with, and when he does something, he actually sticks to it. And so I was actually called about a week and a half ago by Larry and said, hey, Bradley, did you go on my website yet? I said, no, what is it? He said, it is ReclaimAmericaNow.net, ReclaimAmericaNow.net. You are part of a coalition. I said, really? So I went over there, and I looked at some of the names that are a part of this coalition, and I see we have Alan Keyes there. That's an honor just to be alongside of him in the fight for freedom, friends. He's actually, if you ever seen this guy spank Barack Hussein Obama during the senator debates back in Chicago. Wasn't that in Chicago, Chase? About, what, 5 years, 6 years ago? But Alan Keyes just spanked him on the stage, and I just don't understand how it went any further than what it went, because Barack Hussein Obama looked like a little kid with a dirty diaper on attempting to debate with Alan Keyes. But Alan Keyes will be there, Declaration of Alliance. Pamela Geller, American Freedom, she'll be there. Bob Barr, former U.S. Attorney. Joseph Fair, it'll be good to be alongside of him as well. WorldNet Daily. Gordon Humphrey's going to be there at the ReclaimAmericaNow.net event in D.C. tomorrow. He is former U.S. Senator as well from New Hampshire. Larry Klayman from Freedom Watch, Robert Spencer, Jihad Watch, Admiral James A. Lyons. He'll be there as well. Honored to be with our military, namely our leaders, Major General Paul E. Valley. He'll be there. Roger Arnoff. He'll be there in Accuracy in Media. Sheriff Richard Mack. Again, friends, just it's astounding to see the coalition that's coming together. We have he's the former sheriff of Graham County in Arizona. He's the constitutional sheriff. He's known by many out there that are listening to us today. Again, we'll be honored to be a part of what's going on there with him in this coalition with Sheriff Richard Mack. We'll have Floyd Brown from Western Center for Journalism, Joey Kaufman, candidate for U.S. Congress, Florida District 23, Larry Ward, Constitutional Rights PAC, Larry Pratt again. Wow, these are just some forerunners, folks. As Freedom calls, these are the ones that are leading the way and making sure that you understand as to what's going on. These are those that are responsible for blowing the trumpet, as to letting you know as to what's going on as far as your freedoms and how they're being encroached upon by this government. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. Brad Dacus, he'll be there from the Pacific Justice Institute. He's a First Amendment lawyer, I believe. Vincent Forrest, he'll be there. Charles Strange, Bradley Dean, yours truly. Brooke McGowan, One Nation Under Revolt. Very cool. Got Michael Prudka, a former presidential candidate from the Constitutional Party, also the Institute on the Constitution out of Maryland. He'll be there. Michael Carl, Constitutional Party. Zeta Andrews. We got Belinda B., Michael J.B. Schaffner. Pat Boone, the actor. Morgan Brittany, she'll be there. She's an actress. John Ratzenberger, actor. Carl Palladino. Wow, folks, it's loading up. And as a matter of fact, friends, there's so many. I'm just going to kind of let you know that Reclaim America Now Coalition in D.C. will be tomorrow starting at 10:30, and we will be there live. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Wow. Here we go, guys. As you know, that we were on Saturday talking about Obamacare, Mr. Obamanation himself. Isn't it interesting, friends, that if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers? I mean, they got America so far out on the left field, namely our conservative talking heads, talking about things that are unlawful and unconstitutional and un-American, of course. Isn't it also interesting, friends, that they know how to lie? You know, you call them the left. And really, when you're talking about the left, you're talking about those that are not ruled by the laws of our constitutional republic. That they know how to lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth. I mean, the best of the best concerning the conservatives in America that are caught up into this debate, you might want to call those debaters on the conservative side and ask them the question, why are you caught up into that which is unlawful in the first place? Why are you caught up into this conversation that this criminal administration has brought forth concerning Obamacare when in fact it's illegal? It's null and void, unconstitutional, unlawful. So why are they talking about it? And then what we have is we have just recently Pelosi was actually asked the question, well, Mrs. Pelosi, you said back when you guys were bringing forth Obamacare into the United States, when you were selling this to the people, you said that they didn't have to give up their health insurance or their doctor. And of course, she tried to evade what was being talked about. She was trying to avert the conversation, but this reporter, which this one in particular, I don't like him, but he did his job when he kept bringing her back to the point. Answer the question, Mrs. Pelosi. Oh, she came back and she said, you know, what I was saying is that basically they can go ahead and keep their doctor and their insurance companies until Obamacare becomes law. It's not law. It looks like law. It smells like law, it has the color of law, but it's not the law. And when I read Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, I can see there's nothing lawful about what they're doing. So why are the conservatives talking about it in the first place? This is totalitarianism, friends, from A to Z. They don't care if it's law. You know, and it's so interesting that these people are so adamant about implementing an illegal agenda through policy, not law, of course, called Obamacare, Yet it's such a good program that they themselves want to be exempted from that program. Does that tell you as to what's going on here, America? I mean, folks, they're not even good liars. They're not even good liars. I shared with you when I was out on the East Coast the other day, I was studying about 6:30 in the morning, and I looked up at the television, because that's the only television I watch, and I wasn't doing it purposeful. I was doing it inadvertently through my hearing gates and my eye gates. My eye gates, I didn't want to hear anything they had to say because I knew for the most part it wasn't true and I knew it was unlawful. So I figured, why are they talking about it in the first place? But what was interesting about it is the American people were responding to this dictator wannabe by saying no to even signing up. There was only 35,000 people that actually went online to sign up for Obamacare. 35,000 people out of 312 million people. You know, it's interesting, friends. That's how you do it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And God is the one that established common law, your government. Through Exodus 18:21, I'm still waiting for someone to get on the phone line with me and debate that. Well, some say, Bradley, there is no debate. I say, you're exactly right. Just wait until I give them the facts and see what they have to say then. But in talking about this Obamacare, friends, as to what's going out right now, I just went online and I just punched in Obamacare going down. Oh, folks, Obama going down in flames over his health care law, Obama health care scandal. This is just punching in Obamacare going down. That's all I put in. Healthcare woes challenge trust and credibility in the eyes of the supporters. That's Fox. Why is Fox even bringing it up in such a fashion? Again, unlawful, unconstitutional. It's not lawful for the government to steal from one people and to give to a bunch of have-nots and taken away from the haves, as I've shared so many times in the past. As a matter of fact, I got my assistant with me right now. Chase just brought up some information that I thought would be quite valuable for the listeners concerning the states and what Obamacare is really about. So, Chase, what do you have?
I was looking up on the Heritage Foundation. They did a study comparing the cost of buying health insurance to average one-month premium change before and after Obamacare exchanges. And just some hot points here. In the state of Arizona, an adult age 27, the increase goes from $102 a month to $261.87 per month. That's a 156% increase and the average one-month premium change. Now, in Arkansas, that's $105 a month up to $285 a month. That's a 171% increase. Down in
sounds like a good idea to me.
Right. Down in Texas, it's a 100% increase from $115 to $229.95. Virginia, it's a 252% increase. That's $165 to $581.55, and that's just for one adult age 27. For an adult age 50 in the state of Virginia, it's a 256% increase from $278 to $991.03.
Okay, wait, wait. Say the last numbers again.
Okay, so Virginia, state of Virginia.
Interesting.
Age 27 adult.
Yep.
252% increase from $165 to $581.55.
Okay, so the difference between 100 and 500 and the exact numbers in which you have, where does all that money go to? So there's an increase from $100 to $500 concerning health insurance. It goes to those that...
For the same service.
That's exactly right. And what they're doing is, again, they're stealing from the haves to give to the have-nots.
And these are just the hot points.
That's exactly from $100 to $500. Give me some more states. What about the state of Minnesota?
In Minnesota, and let me look here, that goes, let's see, for an age 27 adult, it's $106 to $122. That's a 15% increase.
Go ahead.
I'm just throwing out some of the hot points here. Only 5 states out of the 50 in our union have any kind of decrease in the cost. 45 states have an increase in costs.
Well, why did they sell it just in the exact opposite as the way it's being actually implemented through this administration? Because there's no truth in this administration And so what you're telling me right now, again, folks, I'm just laying out there, but let me say it this way. Through scriptural eyes, from understanding the Word of God, speaking to a nation that is under the judgments of a just and a holy God, does a nation not deserve this if they sit back and allow this? Because God is going to get your attention one way or another. If he's not going to get it through, in a sense of getting you away from the television or the football game or pornography or whatever the case might be, he's going to get your wallet.
Yep, exactly. Go for the idols, right? People idolize the money. Guess what he's going to go for?
That's exactly right. And that's exactly what's happening here right now. Give me some more states, Chase.
Well, this one just blew me away. I'm going back to Virginia just because I just saw this. For a family of four, it goes from an average of $704.76 to $1,964.29 per month.
Okay.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's a 178.7% increase. For a family of four in Indiana,
yeah,
it goes from $712 to $894.38.
Yeah.
That's a family of four. I mean, yeah, that's an extra almost $200 a month.
What about all the doctors that are being put out of business right now, Chase?
Yeah, you kind of have to choose. I was doing a little research, and basically the way they have it set up, people have to choose between the doctors or the insurance company. Do you want to keep your insurance company or do you want to keep your doctors? Because these insurance companies are being forced to drop these doctors by the thousands. So they're forcing people to choose who they want to stick with. Do they want to stick with Obamacare insurance premiums? Or do they want to stick to the doctors who they've had a relationship with?
But is that what this criminal said? When he was selling this to the American people, is that what he said? No, you can keep your insurance.
You can keep your plan.
Is this what that criminal Pelosi said? Is that what that criminal Reed said? Absolutely not.
Nope.
And now here we are, and we're beginning to see the slow rollout. Did they tell you the truth, America? Absolutely not. Why? Because if they were ruled by law, they wouldn't have gone this far in the first place. So here we are. And friends, like I've said before, either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or else you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. I'm not talking about a bayonet right now, friends, but I am talking about a slow rollout, Leviticus 26. And if you're not going to be ruled by the Word of God, you're going to be ruled by a tyrant, and you're beginning to see himself usurp himself over the Constitution of the United States in every sense of the word at this point. So there's no getting away from the numbers, friends. And what's happening right now is people are beginning to understand, wait a second, this isn't a game. Wait a second, this criminal in this administration isn't playing by the rules. I know, but why is it taking you 5 years, friends, to get to this point? And you say, well, it hasn't. I've always caught on to this guy for who he is. Well, then, friends, he should have been impeached the very first week that he was in office. Because the 312 million ratio in this country, we're saying the same things. We just need to come together and establish justice in the gates, friends, and put an end to this tyranny and this dictatorship, friends. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You got Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your leaf's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made privacy case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about Obamacare, but I'm going to shift gears. Tired of the topic. I also want to challenge you to call the conservatives that are caught up into this Obamacare charade. And I want you to call them and challenge them on the radio and say, where in the law does Obama have authority to implement an unconstitutional act? Let me say it again. I want you to challenge the conservatives that are on the radio. I don't care how smart they are and how well they know policy. Policy follows law, friends, not the other way around. I want you to challenge your favorite conservative. I don't care how popular they are. As a matter of fact, those are even better because these are the ones spouting off through their mics the debate that shouldn't be going on in the first place. But I want you to challenge your favorite conservative. Again, those that are caught up into the Obama charade, and I want you to ask them on the radio as a caller, where in the law does Obama have authority to implement an unconstitutional act? Here, I can give you the answer, but I want them to give you the answer. They don't have one. Obama's administration does not have one. It's not there. It's created out of thin air. It's all done through implementation, through oppressive means. That's why the IRS are the ones that are going to be handed the cards as to how to deal with those that resist. It may explain to you as why the DHS, well, I don't want to go too far yet, folks. We'll just go there. And then when we get there, I'll actually do my best to bring forth your recollection to this radio show as to what I'm trying to tell you right now. Just incrementally as you're able to say this or take this, friends. But I do want to let you know that it's unconstitutional. It's illegal. Friends, let's go back to our forefathers really quick. And I wanted to, I actually seen an article the other day on Thomas Jefferson, and I thought it was a great article. And the article was basically written out in such a fashion by Thomas Jefferson that patriots should understand that they are called to persecution. just like the godly. Those that even desire to live a godly life will be persecuted, of course, because patriots, conservatives, and Christians are one and the same foundation. Thomas Jefferson said, an accumulation of business which I found on my return here from a short visit to Monticello has prevented till now my acknowledgement of your favor of the 14th. This delay has given time to see the result of the contest in your state. The contest in your state, and I cannot but congratulate you on the advance it manifests and the certain prospect it offers that another year restores Massachusetts to the general body of the nation. Listen, I cannot but congratulate you on the advance in it manifests and the certain prospect it offers that another year restores Massachusetts to the general body of the nation. In other words, those that have fought to preserve and establish their freedoms. Different language, different times. By the way, this letter was written by Thomas Jefferson to James Sullivan, May 21st, 1805. Listen to the content of this letter. Speaking of patriots, should understand that they are called to persecution. You have indeed received the federal unction of lying and slander, speaking to the patriots by the third president of the United States of America. Listen again. You have indeed received the federal unction of lying and slandering. But who is not who will ever come again in eminent office unanointed with the chrism? It seems to be fixed that falsehood are to be their ordinary engines of opposition. Folks, they're lying, speaking evil of the way of truth. Listen to what the president said, speaking to patriots. They're going to lie. They're going to slander. The only thing they can do is call you names. They shout and shoot. They use falsehoods. And he said back in the day during the time of the establishing of this great country of ours, he said it seems to be fixed a falsehood are to be their ordinary engines of opposition. In other words, they never used the truth. And he said engines which will not be entirely without effect. The circle of characters equal to the First Nations and their stations is not too large and will be leasened by the voluntary retreat of those whose sensibilities are stronger than their confidence in the justice of public opinion. In other words, I don't care what they have to say. I know it's right and God promised me the victory. I certainly have known and still know characters immensely and eminently qualified for the most exalted trust who could not bear up against the brutal hackings and hewings of these heroes of Billingsgate. I may say from intimate knowledge that we should have lost the service of the great character of our country had he been assailed with the degree of abandoned licentiousness now practiced. What's happening today in your country, friends? Let me say it this way through scriptural eyes. God was saying through Jeremiah, Jeremiah was the prophet that was warning the nation of Israel to repent before a just and a holy God. He was telling that people, Jeremiah was, to return back to the just God and his commandments, his statutes, his judgments, so on and so forth. And what is Thomas Jefferson saying? That we're looking for faithful among men that understand this. And what was God saying through Jeremiah? God actually said and put the question to Jeremiah, where are the faithful among men who will stand and trust me? Remember what John Knox said, God does not need a majority to prevail. One man with God is always in the majority. Thomas Jefferson goes on, the torture he felt under rare and slight attacks proved that under those of which the federal bands have shown themselves capable, he would have thrown up the helm in a burst of indignation, yet this effect of sensibility must not be yielded to. If we suffer ourselves to be frightened from our post by mere lying, surely the enemy will use that weapon for what one so cheap to make those of whose system of politics morality makes no part. The patriot, like the Christian, said Thomas Jefferson, must learn that to bear revelings and persecutions is a part of his duty. It's a part of his duty. Oh my goodness gracious, friends. It's a part of his duty to bear these up. And in proportion, as the trial is severe, firmness under it becomes more requisite and praiseworthy. It requires, indeed, self-command, but that will be fortified in proportion as the call for its exercise are repeated. See, freedom is not free, friends. Thomas Jefferson addressing James Sullivan. Patriotism should understand, and patriots should understand that they are called to persecution, like the Christian, said Thomas Jefferson. Thomas goes on, in this I am persuaded we shall have the benefit of your good example. This is what the youth are looking for. This is what America is looking for, leadership. I always gauge a man of God or a righteous man of God by the persecution that he endures. How many are attempting to get away from the cross of Christ? How many are attempting to get away from their persecution in the pursuit of the freedom? See, they want it. They want the freedom without the sacrifice. It's like the Christian. He wants the crown, but he doesn't want the cross. Oh, I see it all the time. Oh, Bradley, you're so, man, I'm telling you what, man, you're so hard. You're such an austere dude. Man, Bradley, I'm telling you what, you're just so exacting about everything. Bradley, why is it that you're so bold about everything? Because your enemy is. You ever heard that saying, fight fire with fire? Hello? The difference is he's fighting with a wooden blunt sword, and I'm fighting with the sword of the Spirit. I win. Promised. Guaranteed. God is not a man that he should lie. Oh, but Bradley, you know, you just hurt my wife's feelings. I just don't like that. You know, this is some sort of verbal abuse, Bradley. I just can't believe it, really. What kind of abuse are those babies taking in the womb? Is that radical? That's murder. And you care more about your feelings than protecting a baby in the womb? Or our posterity that's subject to everything and protected from nothing? And you're worried about your feelings and you're losing your freedom? And your posterity's future because of your feelings? Give me a break. Give me a break. Folks, the signers of our Declaration of Independence, five signers were captured by the British as traitors and they were tortured before they died. What's the price of freedom? Eternal vigilance. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army. Another had 2 sons captured. But Bradley, I just can't get away from my television set. I know. And so does your enemy. 9 of the 56 of your signers fought and died from wounds of hardships or the Revolutionary War. Oh, Bradley, I love the freedom. I love it so much that I'm just, the Lord's hiding me right now. Or, you know, my wife can't handle this verbal abuse, you know, it's to get the job done. Well, really what it comes down to is what do you love more, God and the preservation of life and standing up for the innocent in the womb? Just an example. I mean, look what these guys went through. Look at the cross that they bore to give unto us what we have today. And we nitpick and complain about the smallest things. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside, one of your signers, when she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields were laid to waste. For more than a year, he lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and his children vanished. A few weeks later, he died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Morrison Livingston suffered similar fates. Thomas Jefferson telling patriots that they should understand that they are going to be persecuted. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside by the enemy when she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields were laid to waste. I don't like this, man. It hurts my feelings. Oh, I don't like when people talk about me, man. It's just not the truth. I know Thomas Jefferson was telling the patriots of the day, listen, they're ineffective. If you care to trust God and win the day, because you will win the day. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters, if you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into the society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I'm actually at the Genesis Communication right now, broadcasting live, and I'm just doing a Google search as I speak. And folks, I'll tell you what, for a whole lot of folks out there, they sure are afraid of what I have to say. And guess what they do? Just like Thomas Jefferson, when identifying to the Patriots that they should understand that they're going to be persecuted, they're going to lie about you. They're going to lie. That's all they know how to do, friends. They hate your country so much, they don't want to stand on the same rock. See, they want their freedoms, but they want to be ruled by themselves. There's nothing new under the sun. It's called idolatry. Thomas Jefferson goes on and says, the patriot, like the Christian, must learn that to bear revelings and persecutions is a part of his duty. No one is exempt. And in proportion as the trial is severe, firmness under it becomes more requisite and praiseworthy. It requires indeed self-command, but that will be fortified in proportion as the calls for its exercise are repeated. Thomas Jefferson said, in this I am persuaded we shall have the benefit of your good example, you patriots. To the other falsehoods they have brought forward, should they add, as you expect, insinuations, of course. They love insinuations, friend. Remember how I told you they love to get you asking questions so they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers? They love doing that. They love putting you under a false light. They love to write about you, but they never ask you any questions, friends. To other falsehoods they have brought forward, should they add, as you expect, insinuations of any wants, lack of confidence in you from the administration generally, or myself particularly, it will, like their other falsehoods, produce in the public mind a contrary inference. No evidence, however, of the confidence which I should furnish or could furnish should be wanting. An appointment to office would be such, but at present there's an opening for it. No vacancy exists in your own state, and the only office here unfulfilled has been otherwise tendered and indeed would be incompatible with the views of your state, which destinies you for the most distinguished mark of their affection and confidence, requiring your residence there. I remember what MLK rightly said, and this comes to my aid, that he wasn't looking to be the leader of consensus. He was a molder of consensus. And that's what a real leader is. A leader is not a looking, he's not looking for a way out. He's looking for a way to. He's not looking to leave the job undone. He's looking to get the job done. He's not looking to get outside of the ring. He's looking for a reason to get in the ring. But he's got to make sure that it's the Lord that's calling him to the ring. Reminds me of David again. Is there not a cause? Of course there's a cause. Who is this that defies the armies of the living God? America, patriots, you're called to persecution. Thomas Jefferson finishes up this letter with, to the nation in general, your election will be as gratifying as the particular state, for never can we consider our union as solid while so important a member as Massachusetts is disaffected. That we may not fail to obtain this ascension to our harmony and prosperity. Prosperity, friends, to our forefathers was prosperity in the cause of liberty. Not in their wealth. He goes on, nor you so honorable, a testimony of the esteem and approbation of a respectable state. No one prays more sincerely than I do. And with this assurance, I tender you my friendly and my respectful salutations. Thomas Jefferson to James Sullivan, May 21st, 1805. Friends, I just got to tell you this again. I have my 9-year-old boy with me right now. And the simplicity that goes along with your founding documents is incredible. It's like the theologian. Let me say it this way. You get around a theologian, and what does he do? He complicates everything the word says through his intellect. Let me tell you this. Knowledge puffeth up, love edifieth. But let me also tell you this. The Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, were not the standard. A child was the standard. I'm trying to tell you that it's simple. I'm telling you that the grown-ups, what they have done is they have confused the issue through philosophy. And I believe it was James Madison that rightly said, philosophy is nothing more than big words, but really what it comes down to is common sense. And it's common sense used with big words. In a lot of cases, the big words are, they try to explain things through big words because they can't explain it to a child through common sense. So when you look at these politicians, friends, most of the time, recite, make reference to your founding documents, they're lost. They love to get it way out there, friends, to try to get you into a conversation or into a language that you don't understand, when in fact a little child understands it, just like my 9-year-old boy. So persecution is promised to patriots, said Thomas Jefferson, and Christ, of course, and he paralleled them and contrasted them together. The patriot, like the Christian, must learn that to bear revelings and persecution is a part of his duty. You're not going to get out of it. And really what it comes down to is, who do you love more? Do you love your freedom? Because if you do, it's not hard to fight for what you love. Speaking about them that actually endured persecution for the freedoms in which we have, World War I, we have 116,516 Americans that fought, bled, and died to solidify your founding documents. World War II, there was 405,399 men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution. 36,516 men and women through Korea. Vietnam, 58,151 Americans. To date, it's probably higher than this. It's not been updated in a while. Iraq and Afghanistan, 8,000 Americans, friends. They love their freedom. Ask not what your country can do for you, friends. Ask what you can do for your country. That's the rally call here. And again, here we are. And folks, well, you say to yourself, well, Bradley, we talk about this every radio show. Of course we talk about this every radio show. Because I'm not going to forget about those that laid down their all to give me what I have today. Remember, greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Remember this, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for the sins of the world. Or hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for him. Aren't we called to live unto them that died for us? Absolutely we are. And we're also called to live to make sure that the laws of the republic are established to not tolerate dictatorship, because government does not have a right to break the law. They do not have a right to desecrate the memories of those that fought blood and died, to give them the privilege to serve we the people. And keep in mind, the very oath that our military swears to uphold is very similar to those that serve we the people in office. To uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Forget it not, forget it not, forget it not. Again, friends, tomorrow we are going to be at Reclaim America, which has now become a coalition of, well, folks, there's just a plethora of speakers being added. They're being updated as I speak right now. It's going to start at 10:30 on November 19th in Washington, D.C. I believe it's right across the street from the White House. Larry Klayman is overseeing this event. I mean, friends, Alan Keyes, Pamela Geller, Joseph Farah, Floyd Brown, Sheriff Richard Mack's going to be there, Bradley Dean, yours truly, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, Michael Peruca, Brad Dacus. Folks, just tons of people are out there, and these are the forerunners. And I'm telling you what, friends, these are the ones that are a cut above the rest. And I'm telling you, not because I'm a part of it. Again, I was not a part of it on my will or my no. I was actually pulled into this event. But in saying that, these are the people that are willing to stand up and speak forth what needs to be said, and they're speaking to power. And they're telling the power that a king is not a king that is not ruled by law, and we're telling you that we the people are not going to allow you to any longer run the show the way that you want to run it outside of the law. Because again, he's not been given the privilege to do that. And these people are going to be about there, well, up out in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, from 10:30, actually it says 10 a.m. Boy, folks, I am so sorry. 10 a.m. November 19th, it starts tomorrow, and we'll see how it goes. I'm trying to figure out how much time we're going to have to talk, because I know, you know, asking me to talk for 10 minutes is like asking a woman that just drank a pot of coffee, she's got 2 minutes left. I don't know, I guess we're just going to have to cross that bridge when we get to it, right? Yes, we are. Let me share this with you really quick. Let me flesh it out for you. The actual oath that the veterans swear to uphold before they serve we the people in this country is this. I, my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States, same one Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration swore to uphold, against all enemies, not to entertain them in the White House, not to implement illegal propaganda through policy and implementation through totalitarianism, both foreign and domestic, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I am about to enter. So help me God. Oh, perfect timing. Folks, I will talk to you in, well, actually 48 hours. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama in April 2009? In a deliberate act of disrespect, Obama nominated 3 pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all 3 of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your calls.